Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. How do you make sure your units stay full and your tenants pay and are happy to do so? Well, you provide great service and a great place to live, and you keep your tenants happy. Happy tenants means durability for your income. We're going to talk about some ways you can ensure that happens, and we've got a great guest today on the Real Estate Guys radio program. If you've been listening to the Real Estate Guys for a while, then you've heard about the legendary Investor Summit. Simply put, it's the highest level event we do, and the content, faculty, and attendees are amazing. If you're serious about taking your real estate investment to the next level, consider joining us. You'll spend an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals, and you'll have a blast. It all begins April 1st, 2017 in Houston, Texas. Some alumni have already booked 60% of the cabins, but public registration is now open. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click on the tab that says Summit to learn more. We spend 2 days on land, learning and networking, then jump aboard a luxury cruise ship for 6 more days of classes, roundtable discussions, great dinner conversations, and a ton of fun. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and make plans to spend a week with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 15th annual Investor Summit at Sea. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, co-host, financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You know, our entire business of real estate is based on keeping our customers happy. And who are our customers? Our tenants. Whether you've got retail property, commercial property, agricultural property, or residential, your clients create your income.
You know, it's crazy, but we spend a lot of time, obviously, talking to a lot of real estate investors. Been around the space for the longest time. And, you know, real estate is unique because people don't think of it like a business. They think, I'm going to buy this asset. And they look at the property and they think about the location. And it's all about the physical structure. And it's not. You're not collecting properties. You're collecting tenants.
And the income stream that comes from your tenant getting up every day, going to work for somebody else and giving 30% of their income to you, you've got to keep those folks happy.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You know, you hear all these things about slumlords, and if anybody's ever had a bad landlord, you know exactly. They think you're an inconvenience to them. They just want to own the property and get the money, but you are in the way. A smart landlord understands that you are actually the prize. You're the investment. And if they look at it that way, then they're doing things to keep you happy. So step number one is just understand what business you're in. You're in the people business, not the property business, and you're there to make your customers happy. And when you do that, then the income is stable and you can count on it, and your turnover rates are down and your profitability is up. And those are all the things that you buy the property for. I mean, if you look at what happened, say, in Detroit, and I know I've been throwing Detroit under the bus since forever, but it's just a good example of how properties actually had no value at all. They were literally giving them away.
They were liabilities.
Yeah, because there was no people. There was no people in them. Nobody wanted to live there. Everybody was leaving Detroit, not moving in. The properties weren't properly maintained. The landlords were losing rents because to compete, they had to lower the rent, lower the rent, lower the rent, until pretty soon they couldn't put any money into the property, couldn't take care of the customers. And at some point, everybody just leaves. When people don't get taken care of, your customers leave. So you have to find a way in your practice, in your operation of your business to turn that around. And it's very granular. It isn't conceptual or philosophical. It starts with an attitude, but there are just practical, tactical things you need to know and do, because these are real people living in a real building, having everyday life. Think about your life. And all the little things you interact with in the place you live in, if you take care of your customer, you give them a great place to live, they're going to take great care of you.
The two most expensive things we have as buy and hold real estate investors are turnover and vacancy. When your unit's vacant, no one's paying. You're making all the payments. So you want to get it full. And when somebody leaves, it generally costs money to spruce it up, fix it up. If they've been there a while, if it's just a poor tenant. So tenant selection is certainly important. But then once you've got the tenant, you've got to keep them happy. And that may seem obvious, but it's amazing how few people focus on that. Our guest today has done a masterful job of building up an incredible clientele, over 1,500 tenants. And what he's learned over the more than 15 years he's been doing this is there are key things you can do from a service perspective and from a physicality perspective that will give you the nod.
Well, and you know, one of the things that's really impressive about this guy is that, you know, you hear, oh, 1,500 units. You think, oh, that's 10 150-unit apartment buildings, 10 transactions. This is 1,500 single-family homes. This is a massive portfolio. Imagine if you had 1,500 properties and you were an apartment investor. Right, the number of doors you would have. So the idea is that these are lots and lots of customers. Yes, in an apartment building, you get certain economies of scale. There's a lot of things that you get when you own an apartment building, and that's the advantage of an apartment building. This is why being good in single-family homes is so difficult. So like Warren Buffett said, hey, if I could buy 200,000 single-family homes right now, I would do it. But the problem is I can't. It's a lot easier to accumulate apartments. So for somebody who can master the art of accumulating a single-family home portfolio, there's a lot to learn. And a big part of that success comes from understanding how to take care of a tenant in a single-family home environment.
Here's some context for that number. If you were to stay in a different home every night, it would take more than 4 years to sleep through a portfolio of 1,500 houses. It's a lot of houses. And yet he didn't start there. Our guest today is Terry Kerr from Mid-South Home Buyers. Terry's been a good friend and a provider for us at the Real Estate Guys for many, many years. He's one of the good guys. We're so honored to have him in our life. We go and we see the houses he does, and they're just beautiful. And I didn't think there was a lot of room for improvement in Terry's business. But it's been a couple years since we've caught up with Terry, and oh my goodness, he has really refined this thing. You're going to dig this. Now, here's the thing. You may be someone who's interested in buying a turnkey asset from a guy like Terry, or you just may be someone who's rehabbing houses or wants to get the edge when it comes to things you can do to your rental houses. He's such a wealth of knowledge. You're going to get great ideas today. Very happy to introduce you to Terry Kerr when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Allen.
Live nationwide, you're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Are you ready to profit in paradise? Hi, it's Robert Helms, and if you think real estate investing means tenants, toilets, and termites, think again. Located just a short plane ride from the U.S., a virtually untouched paradise awaits, the beautiful country of Belize. When you go to Belize with the Real Estate Guys, you'll spend four fabulous days discovering one of the most intriguing real estate markets I've ever seen. With its jungle rainforests, pristine beaches, and 81-degree turquoise water, Belize is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Plus, it's considered one of the top seven tax havens in the world. Belize property is on the rise, and many experts think the best is yet to come. But don't just take my word for it. Come experience Belize firsthand at our upcoming investor field trip. When you join us, you'll discover the many reasons we love Belize, like tremendously undervalued beachfront land, super low taxes, ease of doing business, and so much more. Get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Just click on events. See paradise for yourself. Click events at realestateguysradio.com, and I'll see you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe of Paradigm Life. Wall Street and banks spend billions of dollars per year in advertising with the goal to convince you that they are the solution. But take a look around. None of their advice has worked. The number one concern of all Americans is still money. So are you ready for another way? I've spent the last 10 years teaching people like you a superior way to build wealth and financial independence outside of Wall Street. I've developed a free e-learning program called Infinite 101, where you can learn about the perpetual wealth strategy. In this free program, you'll learn how to build your wealth without a 401k, IRA, or mutual funds. You'll also learn how to establish private financing without ever having to walk into a bank again. These are just two of the many ways this free program can propel you toward financial independence. Simply go to paradigmlife.net and click on the register button on the top right corner of the page to gain instant access.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And if you're serious about learning how to invest in real estate, listen to the Real Estate Guys. They really know what they're talking about.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station all the time at realestateguysradio.com. We're talking about the importance of keeping your tenants happy. And we'd like to introduce you to a gentleman who does that in a big way. He's got lots of tenants he looks out for. Please welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program, Mr. Terry Kerr. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks so much for having me back, Robert.
Of course. It's so good to see you. We hear such great things, and everybody is just thrilled with what you're doing in Memphis. And Memphis continues to be a great market.
It really is. It really is. We got a lot of eyes looking at Memphis, and I'm just proud to be born and raised in a town that's so conducive to what we're doing.
Well, lots of our listeners are probably familiar with hearing your name and what you guys do at Mid-South. But for the new listeners, you've got a great story. Give us the short version of how you got in real estate and how today you are a turnkey operator.
Sure. I got into real estate because my wife and I wanted a nice house to live in, and we wanted to keep overhead low. So even though I had no experience in fixing houses up, we found a junker, spent about 7 months working nights and weekends, and I fell in love with making ugly things pretty and quit my day job after flipping a few houses, and here we are.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And so today, what we're talking about is how do you keep a tenant happy? And I guess we've kind of covered the reason you'd want to, but not only do you have a lot of houses in your portfolio, you have a property management company so that folks who buy houses from, even though they don't have to use your management solution, it makes a lot of sense for most of them. Let's talk about the ways that you keep tenants engaged.
Sure. Tenants want value. Just like homeowners want value, tenants want the same value. And so the name of the game is to reduce turnover. Turnover is the biggest killer of your return on your investment property. So the question is how do you reduce turnover?
Yeah.
Well, you want to keep rents just slightly below market. So when it comes time for a tenant to renew their lease, they're not looking around at something a little cheaper. And you will also want to offer nice amenities. In our houses, we are putting in nice fixtures, nice cabinets, new kitchens, new baths, new everything. And what we want is when it comes time for a lease renewal, we want our tenants to look around and say, you know what? We can't do any better. And fortunately, we've got a retention rate that shows that we're on the right track there.
Well, in the price range for rents that you guys are in, which is typically anywhere from
700 to 1,000.
Okay, perfect. In that price range, tenants will move over a $25 or $50 increase. And so some landlords and potential investors who might be listening are struggling with the comment of keep the rent a little bit below market. But here's the deal. That's an investment in keeping your tenant. They know what their neighbors are paying, what their friends are paying. And if they're just a little bit below, and when they look around to consider moving, they'd have to pay more. Well, nobody likes to move. And if it's not going to cost them to stay, they're much more likely to stay.
Absolutely. So when a tenant's lease comes up, and if they're looking around and the market rent is $750 and their rent is $725 and the house that they're living in has got all these new amenities, chances are they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about that initial wow factor of the house. A tenant is in the market and they're looking around at several potential houses they could rent. How is it when they walk into your house, they go, oh gosh, this is the one I want?
When they walk into our houses, what they're going to see is before they even get out of the car, they're going to notice new mailboxes, new mailbox posts, new flower beds, new hardwood stained doors, new light fixtures, new paint, new roof, everything's brand new. So when we buy a house to rehab it, we're not keeping an HVAC system that's 5 years old. We're not keeping a roof that's still got 10 years of life left in it. Everything's got to either be new or we're going to make it new. So the tenants see that before they even get in the house. And which brings me to the point that we don't do any advertising online for our houses. It's just a sign in the yard.
Yeah.
So when someone calls our leasing agent, they're not wondering, what kind of shape the house is in because they've already seen it.
They've seen the outside of the house, and the outside of the house looks great. Now they go out and see the house, and inside, they look amazing.
They do. When our tenants walk into the front door, they're seeing all new flooring, all new light fixtures, brand new kitchen countertops, brand new cabinets, sinks, faucets, brand new bathtubs, new shower faucets, brand new interior doors. In the neighborhoods where we're working, there are a lot of baby boomer neighborhoods.
Yep.
And the houses were built with flat panel doors. And I just got tired of looking at these flat panel doors. And so now we replace them all with new six panel doors. doors, new oil-rubbed bronze doorknobs, hinges, doorstops, toilet paper holders, towel holders, all new closet rods. Everything's new. So when they walk in the house, it looks like the house was just built.
All right, so this is great. And again, coming from the context of when a potential tenant walks in compared to everything else they've seen, you guys are likely to get the nod. But I know folks are listening going, well, gosh, that's just a lot of money to spend. I want to cut down the cost of my turnover. I don't want to spend all this money. But the point that you've learned is that this is an investment and it pays dividends.
It really does. And fortunately, our guys that we're working with that are doing these rehabs, our contractors, our technicians, our HVAC techs, electricians, plumbers, roofers, have been working with them for 10 or 15 years. They really know what they're doing, and it makes it easy for us to offer a full-blown one-year warranty on the houses when we sell them. So there's not maintenance that a real estate investor might be accustomed to with buying a house, fixing it up themselves, or maybe buying it from an outfit that doesn't take it from stem to stern. So there really isn't the cost associated long-term that one might be accustomed to.
Well, just looking under the sinks here, you've got some great pictures. And of course, you can't really see these on the radio very well, but full metal pipes under the sinks, not plastic pipes under the sinks, brand new door locks, all these fixtures. But because you guys do a lot of houses, you're buying in bulk. Therefore, the investor who buys the house isn't being charged a premium for these things. In fact, it's about what they'd pay if they went to their local hardware store and bought the junk, except you guys just do such volume. So it really is a way for the investor to save cost in the long run.
Absolutely. The goal is to keep the cost of turnover and maintenance down and to keep the tenant in the property so there's not the get-ready costs. If you're looking at our website and you scroll through all the photos of our completely rehabbed houses, you're going to notice that it's almost like we buy a house and throw it on an assembly line and all the materials jump on the house.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's cookie cutter and it's working.
Well, and you get the idea if you look through all these houses that, gosh, all the houses in Memphis look the same. No, it's not that. All of Terry's houses look the same. And that is another key value that you add, is because you use the same materials in every house. When there's a problem, when something has to be changed out, it's real simple. It's fun watching you guys grow. Now you're to the point where you've got an entire warehouse of everything you might need, so you're not waiting on materials.
Sure. It helps us on the rehab side, which is definitely nice. However, I'm paying my contractors by the job, so it helps my contractors out.
Yep.
But where we really get some juice is when a property needs maintenance. So if it's a water heater or whatever it is that goes out, we've got all those items stocked in our warehouse, and we have a tech meeting every morning at 7 o'clock. And the techs, any of the items that the technicians used off of their van the previous day, our warehouse manager knows it, and all those materials are pulled for them. So when they show up after the tech meeting, they've got their bins and their sections, and they just replenish their van. Well, what this means to me as a guy who owns a rental portfolio, and what it means to our owners that we're managing their property, is that when something breaks, the technician runs out there to take a look at what the issue is. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to have that part on their van. And the cool thing is if they don't have that part on the van, they pause the ticket in their system. They go to the next job, and then the next morning after the tech meeting, they pick up that heating element, and then they run back out and replace it. As opposed to what we used to do pre-warehouse, which is the technician on the owner's dime, whether that's me or somebody whose property we're managing,
right,
has to drive to Home Depot or Lowe's, stand in line, get the part. Maybe they don't have it. They got to go to another hardware store. The thing is it takes time, and time is money. And now we've eliminated that piece. So our service has gotten quicker, and it's driven down the cost, the labor cost per repair, because we've reduced drive time.
Yeah, great stuff. And this is the part you got to get your mind around. I mean, it may sound counterintuitive that spending a little more saves you money, but here's a great example. You are showing us these new locks. Now, when a tenant moves out of your house, typically you're going to change the lock. I mean, that's just what makes sense to do. Who knows where those keys are? Who knows who they gave a key to? So you call it a locksmith. Costs, what, $150 or something like that. But you guys now are spending more money on locks, but tell us how that saves the investors.
Sure. Richard Parker, great guy, ex-police officer. He's our locksmith. Love him to death, but we're not working with Richard anymore because we're buying these high-dollar, high-quality, quick-set, they call them easy rekey locks, and there's a little pin in it. And so our get ready crews, whenever they're doing the get ready touch ups, can rekey the locks themselves. And it's saving, you hit the nail on it. It's $150 is about average. So there are three doors per house. There is a storm door as well as a wood door. So that's 12 lock sets, and we can rekey them fast. So it's going to save the owner about $150 every time the property turns over. And so it's those types of things that we look at when we're doing a rehab, just like the solid metal P-traps that go into the sink to try to keep the repair cost down for the long term on the investment.
That's another great example. I mean, again, they're going to get a higher quality lock and it's going to cost more the first time. But if you're going to hold the house for a long time, every turn you're saving that money. Great, great stuff. Now, let's talk about durability of materials. Because, you know, when you're looking to rehab a house, you don't want to overspend. And yet, you figured out the things that tenants are attracted to and what makes economic sense. What are some of the materials you use and why?
Sure. Well, we're using a higher quality paint. So our houses don't need to be painted as often as you might think. We're staining our front doors and we're staining our mailbox posts now because when tenants are moving in and out of a property, they're going to scratch up the door when it's moving in and out. You know, sure. They're hauling appliances in and out, whatnot. So whether it's staining items so you never need to paint them, or whether it's using the metal P-traps, or whether it is installing all new water shutoffs or all new washer boxes and plumbing. These are, you know, high maintenance items. It just really helps reduce the cost over the long term.
All right, good stuff. And it keeps tenants happy. That is the theme of today. You have a happy tenant, they're going to stay longer, and they're going to refer their friends. We're talking with Terry Kerr of Mid-South Home Buyers. More when we come back. We'll also play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Forbes rated Memphis the best cash flow market in the nation. And our good friend Terry Kerr at Mid-South Home Buyers has been the premier turnkey rental property provider in Memphis for over 13 years. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Terry has renovated over 750 houses. Real Estate Guys listeners have snapped up hundreds. Discover what these satisfied investors already know. Mid-South's properties are completely renovated with a one-year warranty and a lifelong rental guarantee. They're affordable, well-managed, and easy to own. Perfect for beginning investors and veterans alike. Get in on the action. Contact Terry and his team via email at midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. If you want to expand your consciousness, expand your wealth, expand your future, and have more delight and excite in your future than in your past, keep listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We're talking about delivering value to your tenants, and we've got Terry Kerr on the program. Before we get back to our interview with Terry, It's time to play Real Estate Trivia. Your chance to win a prize by knowing the answer to today's Real Estate Trivia question, which is going to have something to do with the fine city of Memphis, Tennessee. Here's what's going to happen. When you hear the question and you think you know the answer, quickly fire off an email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your physical mailing address, because if you're the winner, we're going to send you a copy of Robert Kiyosaki's latest book, Second Chance, an amazing book. You're going to love it. Hey, last week on The Real Estate Guys, we had Simon Black on the program, and we asked this: where is the world's largest swimming pool? Well, the answer is in Chile, in Algarroba City on the Pacific Coast. It is a huge swimming pool in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's 1,000 yards in length and has an area of 20 acres. The pool was opened in December 2006. It took 5 years of construction and cost nearly $1 billion. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. Where did Memphis get its name? Yeah, the name Memphis. Where did the name Memphis come from? If you want to take a guess, or if you know, quickly send your answer to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. The first person with the right answer gets a copy of Robert Kiyosaki's latest book, Second Chance. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're talking with Terry Kerr from Mid-South Home Buyers, and Terry helps lots and lots of investors get great houses. And one of the reasons, Terry, they're great houses is because you work hard on the front end, but also as a property manager, you're always concerned with maintenance. The last thing you want or the owner wants is to have to go out to the house every month to solve some problem. And you also need to provide great service. And so another area that we've watched you guys blossom is just tenant responsiveness. Talk about what happens when a tenant has a problem.
Sure. When a tenant has a problem, they can text us. They can text the repair line. They can call the repair line. They can email us, or they can log into PropertyWare, our property management tool, and send us an email through there. We've created a new position in the company. It's called our technician coordinator. And we have built this system to where we've got a map, and we've got all of our technicians, and we've got whatever repairs that we have to make that day. And we're able to sift and sort by priority, by proximity. So if the phone rings with someone's water heater's broken, we want to look and see where all of our technicians are, who's the closest technician that has plumbing experience. And so our tech coordinator, he's kind of conducting a symphony, if you will, and it's taking a lot of the drive time out of our technicians. So we just give them one repair at a time. They complete that repair, they let us know that they're done, and then our tech coordinator dispatches them to the next repair.
Now, how long does it typically take to respond to a tenant's issue?
Typically same day. If we don't get to them that day, we're going to get to them the next day for sure. Right now, we're managing right around 1,500 houses. And this morning, before I came over to hang with you guys, I just wanted to go in and check and see, you know, what we're looking like. Yeah. And on today's service, we've got 11 repairs to make. And so, you know, that's not a whole lot of repairs for 1,500 houses. But those 11 repairs, they'll all be done today. The folks that call in after three, most probably we won't get to them, but we use this service called CallFire. And anybody who calls in today and we can't get to them today, we enter their phone number into CallFire and then just put a message in there that says, hey, we got your call. Sorry we couldn't get to you today, but we'll be out there tomorrow. So we're communicating with just one click of a button and sends out this information to all of our renters who are needing service.
All right. Awesome stuff. Now, you may be wondering, does this investment in tenant happiness pay off? Let's talk about your occupancy rate in your portfolio of 1,500 houses.
Sure. This is another one of the numbers that I just keep my eye on every day. I want to see where the occupancy rate is. I'm always keeping my eye on the tenant retention rate. Occupancy rate as of right now is 98.7.
Wow.
Glad to say that we've got the highest occupancy rate of any single family property management company in town by a pretty healthy margin.
I tell you, that's probably just a coincidence.
Obviously, these are the things that a successful operator does. That's awesome. Another important metric, of course, and you brought this up early, and we talked about it at the beginning of the program, that turnover is the bane of our existence as single-family home investors and even apartment investors. We don't want empty units because not only is there not somebody paying us for that time, but the turnover costs, what it takes to get the unit ready. So talk about retention of tenants.
Sure. The best way to retain a tenant is to give them value. Yeah. So it all comes back to the tenant. The whole business is really based around the tenant. There's the point of diminished returns. And so you can't put in gold countertops because you're not going to get your money back.
Right.
But you work hard to put in the type of amenities that the tenant wants. And then, like I say, set that rent at just below market value. So when it comes time for the tenant to renew their lease, they look around and say, you know what? Can't beat this. I'm going to stay.
All right. Good stuff. Now, you know, Terry, Memphis has been a strong market. A couple of years ago, Forbes named it the number one single family investment market, you know, in the country. And it continues to be a strong rental market for all the reasons we've talked about in previous shows. But it's not all of Memphis that makes sense. Talk about how you've discovered the couple of neighborhoods that you guys really blossom in.
Sure. Well, we like to work in what we call the sweet spot. Like any major metropolitan city, there are areas where you don't want to invest. The deals look good on paper. You can buy them real cheap, but the turnover is too high in those neighborhoods. So we stay away from them. But then you can go to the other end of the spectrum and you can start buying in neighborhoods where the price point is high. And when you factor in the increase in taxes, the increase in insurance, and the fact that when you move up to these higher cost neighborhoods, the tenants are not going to stay as long because they're renting until they're going to buy a house. The neighborhoods that we're working in are predominantly rental neighborhoods, and that's what we want. We don't want to put a tenant in a property where they're just going to stay there for a year until they can buy a house.
Right.
So there are a few neighborhoods in Memphis where we like to work, and it's a combination of a rental neighborhood and it's a house in a neighborhood that was built with mostly brick, no maintenance,
yep,
aluminum windows, don't need painting. They're on a slab, no foundation issues, hip roofs, no gables to paint. It's those types of things that we're looking for. Chris Ulander, our acquisitions rep, looks at about 20 houses for every one that we buy. And that's because we're looking for houses that fit that description.
Yeah, that's such a key point. And especially when you're talking about the areas that are, you know, maybe look similar, but only being in the market as long as you have, right? Born and raised in Memphis, you know the distinctions. I remember driving around with you looking at houses and neighborhoods. And you'd say, well, now on this side of the street, you know, we don't go on this side of this, but over on this side of the, one block seems to make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. In Midtown, which is where my kids go to school, it's where our offices love it.
Yeah.
There are pockets where the $500,000 houses back up to neighborhoods, like share a property line with neighborhoods where we won't buy. So it really is block by block. So, if you're working with a turnkey provider in any market, don't just think you can get the true story by looking at comps on Zillow.
Yeah, so true. All right, we hope that today what you've learned is if you're interested in doing your own rehabs or any of that, Terry's obviously giving you some great ideas. And then secondly, if you figured out, oh my gosh, this is so much to do, a lot of folks are much more interested in passive investing. We're happy to say that lots and lots of Real Estate Guys listeners brag about their houses that they've gotten from you, that absolutely this is a great way to just have what we call a turnkey asset. Terry's team goes out, they find the property, they get it in contract, which is hard to do in their marketplace, but they know how to get that done. They do all the work to the standards we're talking about, and then manage it for you. And it really is, I mean, you buy the, as we say, the fat cow, it's ready to go. And you guys keep the tenant in there and keep them happy through all this technique. So if you're interested in that, Terry's actually put together another Terry's Tips report, Terry's Tips for Happy Tenants, how to keep your tenants happy and therefore less turnover, you make more money. And there's some of the ideas that he shared today in that and some other things. So all you have to do is send an email to happy@realestateguysradio.com. happy@realestateguysradio.com. Learn how to keep your tenants happy and therefore you happy. Terry, great stuff. As usual, always good to have you in the program. Great to see you, my friend.
Robert, great to see you too. Thanks so much for having me.
You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys Radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Are you achieving everything you want in life? What if there was a time-tested way for you to get everything you've dreamed of? The most successful people in life set goals and keep themselves accountable. But how? The good news is that it's not rocket science. You too can learn the skills and unleash the motivation that will create success in your life. And now is the time. Hi, this is Robert Helms, and I'd like to personally invite you to attend Create Your Future, the 2017 Goals Retreat, January 6th through 8th in beautiful San Diego, California. This unique weekend has been called phenomenal, inspirational, and life-changing by the hundreds of people that have attended. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com and click events, or call 888-489-7723, extension 18. Get your life back on track physically, spiritually, and financially. Attend the 2017 Goals Retreat on the first weekend of the new year. Click events at realestateguysradio.com to register. This is no dress rehearsal. Live the life you were meant to. Visit realestateguysradio.com or call 888-489-7723, extension 18, today.
Hi, this is Mauricio Raul, founder and CEO of Mir Law Group, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this fine radio station all the time at realestateguysradio.com. Oh my gosh, what a wealth of knowledge. So great to hear from Terry Kerr.
Yeah, you know, it's really been fun to watch Terry's evolution. You know, when we met him, he was already a successful rehabber and a successful business owner. But growing a business is a lot different than being a real estate investor. You know, if you look at Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the cash flow quadrant, you got the E and the S, the employee, the self-employed person, you get the B and the I. And the B and the I is the business owner and the investor. And the business owner and the investor have a very different mindset. And they create structures. They own the means of production. In other words, they own the business. They own the properties that produce the income stream. And so those are the things that we aspire to. Instead of going and trading time for dollars, how do we operate the machinery? Now, Michael Gerber, in his great book, The E-Myth, talks about trading your business like it's a prototype, the idea that it is going to become the pattern that you follow for successful operations. And he kind of coined the phrase about working on your business instead of in your business. When you're in your business, you're doing the work. When you are working on your business, you are working on the machinery, if you will, the business processes, looking at the numbers, managing the capital, creating your key performance indicators, making adjustments, leading the team. These are the things that Terry is doing today because he's gotten to an economy of scale. And here's the great thing. He's the epitome of a capitalist. Not a crony capitalist, not somebody doing backroom favors and buying favors and getting a competitive edge because he's cheating. What he's doing is he's finding a better way to get it done. He buys better. He can afford to bid higher to get property, so he wins his unfair share of properties in his market. He is able to rehab quicker. He is able to provide customer service at a higher level and have a higher occupancy rate and a higher retention rate, and create more bottom line profit while he provides a better deal below market rents to his tenants and a competitively priced investment property to his investors. That's capitalism at its finest. I mean, Terry's my hero.
Yeah, it's amazing. When we first met him, he was doing, I don't know, 30 or 40 houses a year. 2 years ago, somewhere around 150. Last year, over 200. This year, Mid-South Home Buyers will do over 300 houses, almost a house a day.
And think what that's doing for the city of Memphis.
Yeah.
I mean, think about a place that was, like a lot of places in 2008, but, you know, devastated, and you've got a lot of blight, and you've got a lot of landlords that don't care, that don't run it like a business. So you've got just crappy neighborhoods, and to have a guy like that who can go in at the rate of 300 houses, and it's not like he's doing the entire city of Memphis. He's focusing on specific neighborhoods, as he talked about, that concentration. You're literally turning around the quality of life for entire segments of a society. I mean, it's from a social concept. Forget the profit. Just from a social contribution standpoint, it's huge. I'm sure, I mean, he didn't talk about it, but I'm sure the city of Memphis loves him.
Yeah, well, how could they not? I mean, he's doing the right thing. He's taking care of houses. He's a big part of what we've called Healing America one house at a time, right? But he's just doing it in bigger bulk. And yet, at the same time, when we talked to Terry about getting back together, it's like, hey, it's been a while since you've been on the program. We're getting great feedback from folks we meet that are, you know, coming to Memphis and buying houses from you, Terry. What's going on? And he says, oh my God, gosh, I can't believe what's happening. It's gotten so much better. Like, wow, how could it get so much better? His focus is on the customer. He wanted to do this show on delivering value to tenants, not on how do you make more money as an investor, not on how do I make more money doing more houses, how do I deliver more value?
Well, I was just thinking, and you'll probably know this personal development quote right off the top of your head, but I don't. But I just know that if for things to get better, you have to get better.
That's Jim Rohn right there, classic Jim Rohn.
And so Terry, you can tell, he just spends a lot of time. Good enough isn't. He spends a lot of time, how can we get better? How can we get better? How can we get better? How can I squeeze out a little bit more operational efficiency? How can I find a little bit of a competitive edge? How can I turn just a little bit quicker? How can I shave a little bit off here, a little bit off there in terms of doing it faster or doing it for less money so I can provide a better quality of product for less? I go back to this notion. For anybody that's confused about what capitalism is, that's what capitalism is, and it provides tremendous value to the world. I hope if you're out there and you're a young entrepreneur, you're a young investor, and you're trying to figure out, you know, how can I go from 4 or 5 houses to 10 or 20 or 100 or 300 houses and be like Terry Kerr? I hope you were taking notes. I hope you go back and listen to this episode 3, 4, 5, 6 times. I hope you request Terry's report. We asked him specifically to write a report on how to keep tenants happy, because this is a guy who's just got the thing dialed, and I can't wait to see where he's at in 3 or 4 more years, right at the rate he's going.
Yeah, good stuff. So if you'd like some cliff notes from today's show, all you have to do to get Terry's tips for happy tenants is send an email to happy@realestateguysradio.com.
And you'll be happy you did.
And you'll be happy you did. You know, Terry's right-hand gal, Liz Nolan, is absolutely amazing, too. Just to watch their kind of partnership, if you will. They worked together for years. Liz came on the Investor Summit at Sea this year, and she's coming back next year. So if you want to come out and pick her brain, she's a very operationally oriented, but she's also the person that deals on the front end with investors. So Liz is amazing. They've just got such a good team there. And speaking of the Investor Summit, we are near that point where we're not going to have that many cabins left. Over 145 people are signed up right now for the Investor Summit, but there are a few cabins left. You really don't want to miss the boat.
No, you don't. I mean, think about the value of one relationship. Think about the value of one good idea. If you either have a portfolio today and you're looking to go to the next level, or you are just getting started, and of course, I get it, you know, it's not cheap, but then again, think about who you're hanging out with, right? You're hanging around with a bunch of people who have achieved success at a high level. If you want to learn to be successful, you have to learn to think successful. And to learn to think successful, it's like learning a language. You don't think about the language you speak, you just speak it. Success is something that people just do as a pattern of thinking. And to learn that thinking pattern, you hang around with people that are successful. We create these environments for ourselves because we love to be around successful people. And we create them for our audience so that you have the opportunity to share in the bounty, if you will. I mean, we've got Peter Schiff coming back again. I mean, just with everything going on in the world with the elections and the dollar and the banking system, we've got G. Edward Griffin coming back again this year, wrote the book The Creature from Jekyll Island. I mean, everybody's eyes has been on the Federal Reserve for the last several years, probably going to continue to be on the Federal Reserve and the central banks. If you don't even know anything about the Federal Reserve or what money is and the difference between money and currency, these are things that you've got to understand. If you're a serious investor, you're going to be investing, I hope, to make quote-unquote money. But if you don't even know what money is, how do you know what you're making? I mean, there's just so much. And if you just get one good idea and you act on it, your return on investment is 100% up to you. Great ideas, listening to podcasts, being really smart, reading books, being able to be entertaining at a cocktail party and be the smartest guy in the room, none of that will make you any money. Unless maybe you're selling books and tapes, right? Otherwise, you're going to have to go out and actually act on what you know. Part of it is being smart enough to know what you're looking at, which you pick up by being around smart people. And part of it is being connected to opportunity. That's the other part of it. Nothing happens on the summit where things get sold. It's not a pitch fest. It's nothing like that at all. What it is it's the opportunity to build relationships, you know, with someone like Liz. Liz has access to a lot of inventory in Memphis, Tennessee, one of the great rental markets. And she works for one of the great operators, Terry Kerr. So you get a chance to build a relationship with her. Do you think that when it's time to go actually look at a property, do you think that that relationship will help you? I mean, it couldn't hurt.
Won't hurt.
Right. It couldn't hurt. Why wouldn't you want to have that relationship? And, oh, hey, by the way, the worst thing that's going to happen to you is you have a great week hanging out on a cruise ship. We're going to go to Belize. We're going to go to Roatan. We're going to go to Cozumel. It's a ton of fun. I can't think of any reason why anybody who's serious about their career as a real estate investor or an investor of any kind wouldn't want to be on that ship. There's so much to be gained.
You know, a few weeks ago, we were at the New Orleans Investment Conference, and the promoter of that event and a gentleman who knows a ton about precious metals, Brian London, is coming for his first summit. Now, this year, he came for a day, and he was on our gold panel, and we talked about gold, silver, precious metals, all that amazing, amazing panel. Anthony Blanchard was on that panel. Jim Rickard Skyped in for that panel. Peter Schiff, Robert Kiyosaki, Simon Black was with us. Amazing, amazing panel. Well, Brian is going to be with us for the entire week. Oh, my gosh, what a big brain to pick. And of course, returning for his fourth year, amazing sales legend, Tommy Hopkins.
Tommy Hopkins.
So if you want to figure out how to move more of whatever your product is and to incite people to continue to do business with you and to tell their friends, well, Tommy's the man. It's just an extraordinary week. The Investor Summit at Sea takes place April 1st through 9th, 2017. We go on a beautiful cruise ship for 7 days. We're in a beautiful hotel for 2 days before that, and more than 35 hours of classes, seminars, and beyond that, the time you get to spend with other investors who have set aside this time and all the faculty. It's extraordinary. There's still a cabin or two left. Go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on Summit. Hey, big thanks to Terry Kerr. And in terms of big thanks, it is Thanksgiving week. Just, we're so thankful for you, our listeners, for all the blessings in our lives. Make sure that you spend time with people important to you, and don't take anything for granted. It's good stuff. Until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life. Powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.